What about biologics and small cell?
Well, you know, that's also an area of very active investigation. Most of the biologics that have been tried in small cell have not yielded any substantial benefits. Angiogenesis inhibitors come to mind, and there was a study of bevacizumab with chemotherapy, randomized phase 2, which, at least to me, did not seem to add any substantial benefits to small cell lung cancer. The other class of drugs that I've personally tried in this disease are the proteasome inhibitors. We in SWOG did a large phase 2 trial, SWOG-0327, which took patients with extensive stage small cell who had failed prior platinum-based therapy and treated them with bortezomib or Velcade. Our rationale here was that bortezomib will help induce apoptosis in these cells and through the BCL2 pathway, and maybe we could win. You see, small cell has a high propensity for overexpressing the anti-apoptotic BCL2. So we did a study, fairly big study, about 80 patients, and the bottom line there is we did not see any substantial efficacy. The median survival time was almost 3 months.
Wow.
So it was fairly disappointing in this relapse refractory setting. And we saw a response in a patient with extensive stage refractory disease, but, you know, that was one response. And so it may, what we need to do is find what makes these refractory cells stick and then target them more specifically. Now, having said that, the new agents now that a lot of people are testing in small cell are the pro-apoptotic BCL2 targeting agents. And there's a whole bunch of those now, small molecules that belong to a drug class called BH3 mimetics. And there's some preclinical promise that those are the agents that may finally address the BCL2 mechanism in small cell and maybe improve outcomes. There's another chemotherapeutic agent in development. It's called amrubicin. It's an anthracycline. And in Japan, again, this came from Japan. Most of the phase 1 and 2 trials came from Japan. Amrubicin appears to have remarkable benefit to Japanese patients with relapsed or refractory small cell lung cancer. They had high response rates, but the Japanese experienced a lot of toxicity, particularly hematologic toxicity. They had problems with profound neutropenia in the vast majority of patients receiving amrubicin. Having said that, the high response rates in the refractory setting sort of make you pine for additional studies with the drug. And so that's being investigated now in the U.S. by a couple of investigators.